to have your brother back?
For sure.
You sort of knew that was coming last week, didn't you?
I didn't know exactly, but I said he did good, and hopefully we see him back, so definitely glad to have him back.
Was he just sticking around with you?
Yep.
What was it like just being able to practice with your younger brother?
No, it's great. I mean, it's kind of like going out there with just anyone else. Go out there with the same goals. Go out there, get better every single day. Go out there with some high intensity, with some focus to go out there and help the team and develop to get ready for Sundays.
Was he so much younger than you? Did you guys ever get a chance to play in like the backyard or anything like that, or were you?
Oh, yeah, growing up, I mean, we played everything together. Basketball, backyard baseball, mini sticks, whatever it is, you name it. We never played on a team together, but you name, like, anything that you can do as a kid with your brother growing up in the backyard, and we've done it.
Locker room.
I don't know how closely you follow the injury reports, but you're actually not on there this week for the first time. And is that significant? I mean, I know said no one's ever 100%.
I mean, I really don't even pay attention really to the injury report. I mean, that's for the team to put it out there, but every single week I just try to go out and do the most I can every week. So, I mean, I've been doing everything now, so that's why I'm off it.
Do you recall a point, you know, over the last couple of weeks where it really became sort of full go for you? Was there one day or like how that sort of...
You just build it up over the weeks, over the days. But I mean, it's been now a week or two or so since I've been just going full, so can't really recall the day, but just been building it up every single week. So it went good, went very smooth process.
The last couple of years when you've played the Steelers, Dick LeBeau has been the defensive coordinator, now it's a different person than Keith. How different do they look?
I mean, the Steelers over the years really haven't changed that much. I mean, they got a lot of the same of the core guys, and they're always big, always physical. You're always going in for a tough matchup when you go versus the Steelers defense, no matter what. So, I mean, over the past few years, I feel like it's kind of the same, a little difference there and there, but majority overall, I would say it's about the same.
Is this your first time you guys are going to be playing in Pittsburgh for you?
No, I played in Pittsburgh a few times now.
What's the atmosphere like there?
The atmosphere is just a football atmosphere. I mean, you got great high school football there, you got great college football there, you got great NFL football there. So it's just a football atmosphere. They love their Steelers. They love going to the games, and it's going to be a great atmosphere come around Sunday.
Regarding Pittsburgh and your experience there, November 2010, my first year in the league, breakout game in Pittsburgh. What do you recall about that particular contest and those details?
I mean, I'm not really trying to look back and focus on a game that was six, seven years ago, my rookie year. I mean, it's a whole different ball game now, and it's a different team. It's a different team for us. It's a different team for them. So just got to really focus on the Steelers of this year.
You'd say they're a really physical team. For you personally, do you like it when teams are physical with you on the line, you know, kind of with the jab and everything, get to work a guy out a little bit?
I mean, everyone loves their free releases, I would say, more than getting jammed off the line, but it's part of football. I mean, getting jammed all day can definitely, you know, get aggravating sometimes, but at the same time, it can get them aggravated too, because sometimes they want to rush the passer, so it goes both ways. So just whatever the game brings. I like playing football overall, no matter if it's physical or not.
Rob, the league decided not to suspend Perfect for his clearly dirty plays. Just curious your thoughts on that, because they talk about player safety and it seems like they kind of turned their nose up at that.
Yeah, it's all up to the league. I got really no say in anything. And so just really focus on what I got to do, and that's prepare for the Steelers this week. And it's all really I'm on to is the Steelers.
Did you happen to hear from the league with anything regarding fines for anything you were involved with in the game?
No. I haven't heard of anything. Have you?
I have.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you guys know more info than I do. No lie.
I just wonder if you could speak to it. In this offense, they ask all the
receivers and tight ends. I mean, guys line up in different spots. You're using the entire field, all you guys. And some tight ends just maybe run a certain route. That's all they run. You have to run deep, short, same with Chris, same with everybody, side to side and long. And just, can you talk about the challenge as a receiver to learn all those different routes and the fact you have to be able to use the whole field?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the more you can do, the better off you are in this league, too. I feel like if you can just run one route, I mean, that really just simplifies you. You want to be able to go out there, be able to expand what you can do as a player. And, I mean, when I first got here and everything, I feel like I really couldn't expand my game. I was just trying to focus on what I can do at just a tight end position. But it's great to go out there and learn other positions. You understand the game of football more. You understand the offense more. If you know other positions, if you go play other positions too and line up at other spots. So just overall, it definitely just don't learn everything right away overnight. It just takes time going out to practice, going through training camps over the years, learning other positions, going out, running other routes, and just understanding the game of football. And it's great to see many players just adjust to the just on the fly to different positions, and it's always good for the team to have a lot of players that can do that.
This is a follow-up to that. Maybe going back. I know you said you didn't want to look back, but like, you look at a guy when he came in like Wes Welker and this other connection he had with Tom. Did you ever wonder, like, that's what I want?
I want to be able to have that connection with him the way he had.
Yeah, I mean, when I first got here, I mean, definitely looked up to many players with that connection and see what they do. And it just takes over time, just a lot of work, a lot of practice together to get to gain that chemistry. And I mean, what player that is a receiver, tight end, running back wouldn't want that type of connection with their quarterback? So definitely got to take strides every single day to get there.
Speaking of chemistry, you know, same thing as Tom, when he caught the touchdown pass the other day, you were mic'd up and you were coming to the sideline and said that's the only place could put the ball.
I was mic'd up last game?
Well, at least NFL knows.
I hope I wasn't. I didn't know I was.
Well, at least they got audio coming to the sideline. All right. That was the only place to put the ball. That was unbelievable, bro. I'm asking about that connection you have with him. It appears as though you see it and anticipate the same thing he sees from the other side. He sees that's the only place I can put the ball at that spot low at the goal line, and you're ready for it, you make the play. Is that just a matter of repetition? Is it a matter of conversations off the field? How do you explain that chemistry?
I would say it's a matter of everything. Conversations off the field, in the meeting room, skill, just placement of the ball, being able to go down and grab it, and it just doesn't happen overnight either. Definitely know that to be aware that Tom can put the ball at any position at any time on the field, to be ready to adjust your body in any way to get to the ball. I mean, he saw it open. I truly believe that it wasn't going to come to me. Like, I felt like the coverage and everything there, but the way he can just sneak a ball in and be the only and have the receiver be the only guy being able to make the play is just an unreal characteristic that he has as a quarterback.
One or two more questions.
Are you on, when you get to the sideline and you're sort of studying what the opponent is doing to you guys, do you prefer the tablet or the old school pictures?
Oh, man. I mean, if the tablet's working, I prefer the tablet. I mean, yeah, it shows a little live right there, and you get to scroll through and stuff, but, I mean, only if it's working. Sometimes if that's the difficulties with it. If it's not working, definitely can get you frustrated because you want to be scrolling through and it stops.
Like when you're on the tablet, are you doing like what you're doing?
I mean, it's my coach. Yeah, it's kind of like being on your phone, just scrolling through. I mean, my tight end coach definitely deals with it. I don't deal with the tablet on the sideline. So, all right, guys.
Thank you.